Hi, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Kevin.
And it's the third space. Better keep pace, cause you can't erase what your brain says. And those other apes that don't congregate, they're invertebrate. Now it takes shapes, never see your face. It's the third space.
And let's go.
Kevin, how them dogs doing?
No, that cannot be a recurring piece. The dog got fried by your rap. Is that what you want me to say?
Just you're telling me that one of your dogs hates urban music?
No, she doesn't deal well with any sort of noise or anything. Or
okay,
she's the most nervous dog I have ever seen. And I had a devil chihuahua who lived here for
a while. That's true. I feel like the most nervous dog in the world is the name of a children's book.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. Right next to the Hungry Caterpillar.
Right next to the Hungry Caterpillar.
The
very nervous dog.
You know what? It would help a lot of kids get over, I guess, being nervous, because dogs are nervous and dogs are cool.
Dogs are cool. You know what? It would probably be a story about dealing with anxiety.
Do you want to write a story called The Nervous Dog?
Actually, I know I haven't mentioned my dad in a while on the podcast, but he told me that we should do an audio format children's story because there's not good children's content out there.
I mean, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Maybe as a future project.
We would definitely have to script it because if there's anything we've proven from doing 46 episodes off the top of our head, we are not appropriate for all ages.
Nope.
No. We're a little bit racy.
We're a little bit crude.
We're right at that mature level.
Yeah, mature.
Well, no. Here's the thing. We are rated mature. We are not mature.
No, we're rated explicit for some raw truth.
I like how so on iTunes, there's only two levels. There is non-explicit and explicit.
I mean, really, once you pass that barrier.
Well, I mean,
there are lots of different types of explicit.
Well, yeah, there are. But I guess when you're on an audio medium, there's only so far you can go.
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
You're pretty rough.
We can't show graphic images.
No.
I mean, we could describe them.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't feel like that's what our podcast is about.
I'm just thinking, like, when you look at video games, it's everybody. Then I think there's actually E10. Then there's teen, and there's mature.
Yeah.
And then you have movies, and there you go.
There's also R-rated.
Not for video games.
Yeah, there are in some places.
No, sorry, AO, adult only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's no one really wants to go into that.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty much nothing will carry it.
Yeah.
But movies have G, PG.
PG-13
or 14A, depending on where you are.
Yeah.
And then R or 18A.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Yeah, those are essentially the ratings for most main release films. We have 18A, right? It's not R here.
I think it's 18A, yes.
Yeah, we don't.
There's R in the United States.
Yeah.
But
I think we do
Most people just still call it R.
I think we do have an R. I think it's a level above and like nothing ever hits it.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when Deadpool came out.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh man, an R-rated superhero movie. It was 14A here.
Yeah, it was 14A.
Yeah, we're like, what are you talking about? It's 14A.
I mean, I don't feel like really a 14-year-old can't handle anything that's in that movie.
No, they can deal with it.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm not liking a lot of movies are doing now. They're doing that thing where, like, getting an R rating is like, ooh, yeah, that means it's going to be good. No, it doesn't. I watched a lot of bad R-rated movies.
Here's the best example I can give. You remember when Planet Terror came out?
Yeah.
Right? And you had the zombie one, Planet Terror, and you also had
Death Proof.
Death Proof,
yeah.
Right? I went and saw that in theaters because I love grindhouse movies.
Yeah.
I think it's super cool. Planet Terror is great as that type of movie. It hits all of the important stuff, although there's some stuff that came out after it that I was like, oh, I kind of hate Robert Rodriguez now. But then you went to Death Proof, and it was not entertaining.
It was just stuff happens.
And then it was like, we'll do car chases. But it wasn't like a fun car chase.
Not like Smokey and the Bandit.
No. So it's just kind of like, okay, I'm bored of this. This is a boring premise to me. And they're both R-rated.
Yeah.
But one of them is good and fun, and one of them is not.
Well, it's like ratings are just so you know what's in the movie. They're not a critic review.
It's
not a signifier of, yeah. Of,
it's not
of,
Rotten Tomatoes.
This movie's rated R for rotten. Awesome.
This movie's rated R for rotten.
Yeah, that'll be bad.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with like when those movies came out after the Grindhouse films mm-hmm. is that it did the thing that every movie, though, when it's popular, comes out. You get a bunch of really bad copies of it.
Yep.
There's this interesting thing you see when a movie is successful, but people misunderstand why it's successful. Like, I really like the first Paranormal Activity. I think it's a great movie. It does a good job of pacing.
It has a good premise.
And not showing at different times.
Yeah.
The ending was weak, but the original ending is so much better.
Yeah.
Like, they changed it so they could do sequels. And then they did sequels, and they're all terrible.
Thanks, Hollywood.
Yeah. And the sequels just got worse and worse because it's like they didn't understand what about the first movie made it so good.
Well, so often people take a thing and they look at it and they go, oh, Iron Man did really, really well. That means people like superheroes. No, the reason why the first Iron Man movie did really, really well is because people liked that character.
Yeah. People like superheroes that had like human in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that there was real struggle and character growth, and it was surrounded by some intrigue. And then you like went to the second Iron Man movie and the intrigue was so stupid. Sorry, Marvel, but it was. And like a lot of the struggle was not.
Well, if you,
I did not connect to Tony Stark's struggle in that.
Well, if you go too hard in the other direction, you get Man of Steel, where it's like, look at all this pathos. And I'm I don't care.
Yeah, you don't. You don't care about that.
Because it's Superman. And I'm like, I don't.
Well, that exactly. You need to know who's going to the movie for what reason.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the people who went to go see Iron Man 2 were looking for more interesting character growth and some intrigue. And instead they got like, oh, here's a lot of booms. Lots of booms, and here's some bad intrigue.
A guy I know, I hesitate to call him a friend of mine because I think we've met a few times. Mostly, I watched his videos on YouTube and then realized I know him.
Yeah.
Which was really weird because he uses a puppet in his videos.
Okay.
He does Folding Ideas.
Never heard of it.
It's a series of YouTube videos where he does like reviews of how movies are made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does reviews of movies, but usually they're off of a bigger thing.
Yeah.
And he does a pretty amazing one on Man of Steel and how it is just edited poorly mm-hmm. and how it is just a sequence of events that should have been in a different sequence. Anyways, I'm gonna tell you honestly, you should check it out. It's Folding Ideas. His name's Dan Olson. He's a
cool.
Yeah. He's a cool dude who I did not realize was the one who was making those videos that I've been watching for a long time.
So, yeah. That's funny.
Cool job, Dan.
Cool job.
I like your videos.
Do we have a topic for today?
We do have a topic for today. Our topic for today is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Well, not all of Thomas
the Tank Engine. Not all of Thomas the Tank Engine.
This, by the way, was sent in by Ethan.
Yeah, this is sent by let's just say his first name.
Ethan?
A listener Ethan.
Our listener Ethan, he does manga reviews.
Yes, he does.
But this is not manga, obviously. Although, a Thomas the Tank Engine manga would be pretty fantastic.
Yeah, he sent us a message essentially being like, well, how about Thomas the Tank Engine? A world where
your transportation is sentient.
Transportation is alive.
Yeah.
And so we decided, yeah, we're going to do Thomas the Tank Engine. And, we're taking it seriously. Like, there are gray faces on all these things,
well,
right?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think gray is a color that comes up a lot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with trains, a lot of trains are just gray, especially in the design of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's, like, gray or black already. I think if a Ferrari is sentient and it is red, the face is probably red.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. Because I think, let's not get absurd here, Kevin. Like, brightly colored cars are not all of a sudden going to have gray faces on them. even if they start out gray, people will paint over that shit.
Yeah, but the face wouldn't like it. What are you doing, Gary?
I mean, wouldn't it just be like makeup?
Stop it, Gary. I like who I am. Stop making me purple.
Probably some cars would like it and some cars would not.
It'd be weird to like sit down
some with cars would be like, yeah, this is a good way of expressing myself.
It would be weird to sit down with your car and be like, all right, Jake, the Volvo. I'm thinking of repainting you. I brought out some color samples. Which one do you like? I like the green one. Green's not great. I was hoping for more of, like, a cool blue. I want green.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, fair.
How about we, like, do a mix between green and blue? I want forest green.
What about a nice teal?
Jake, you're a fucking car. I will drive you off a cliff.
No, you won't. I cost $40,000.
Yeah, but the insurance on you is amazing.
That's homicide.
Is it?
I guess, yeah, probably.
They are sentient.
If it's sentient.
Okay,
we have to also be specific. This is not an artificial intelligence.
No, this is an actual intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a face.
This is an organic intelligence that is just on transportation.
With a face that apparently only changes when you're not looking at it.
Yep, terrifying.
Terrifying. A weeping angel style.
Yeah.
In Thomas the Tank Engine, they can't move by themselves. Someone has to drive them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they never refer to it, but someone does have to drive them.
Yeah. Somebody has to get into that thing.
Okay. So they're also not, but they're not self-powered. So it's not like a car can just, like, drive on its own.
No.
Okay.
If a car's battery dies, is that car still alive?
You can put a new battery in. Where does the life of the car come from?
I mean,
the carburetor.
It doesn't come from the gas.
No.
The gas just makes it go. I think it's the battery.
You think the battery is the heart of the car?
I think it's not necessarily the heart of the car, but it is like providing the energy for the car to be active.
Okay, so the engine is the heart.
Yeah.
The battery is the brain.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, if your battery like dies, then you're getting a new car, I guess.
Well, I mean, you could
No. You have the body of the car.
Yeah.
You're putting a new mind in it.
Yeah, you're putting
Jake
a new mind
the Volvo
in
anymore.
Yeah, it's not Jake the Volvo. So I guess you don't have to drive Jake the Volvo off of a cliff. You could just take out his brain.
Jake, I will remove your brain and leave you in the woods. No one will know.
That's a crime.
No one will know. Jake, who are you going to tell? You're just a battery, Jake. Hey, Gary's out there threatening his car. Yeah, just leave him.
Just leave him. He's extorting his car. They don't have rights.
Yeah, okay. We should talk about this. So the cars are alive.
Yeah.
They're I mean, we talk about cars. Cars, trains,
helicopters.
Wait.
fighter jets.
Trains, planes, and automobiles.
Yeah.
They're all
sentient.
All sentient.
I think bicycles aren't.
No, motorized bicycles
are.
Are.
Well, I guess it depends on the type of motorized.
Okay, the ones that you have to pedal up and then they just keep themselves, no.
Yeah, no. Or like ones that you have to like pull a cord or push a crank,
they have,
no.
They have to have a battery.
It has to have a battery.
I like they do that. If it's a smaller battery, they're just kind of off a little bit. They're like, hey, let's go for a ride. I don't really want to go today.
I don't think so.
Let's go do a ride.
Here's the question then.
Yeah.
Is it just batteries that are sentient?
No. No, because like your Game Boy isn't sentient.
Okay.
Your remote isn't sentient.
Okay, so it's very specifically transportation.
Car battery.
Something about a battery mixed with transportation.
Yeah. Which
in this world creates
now,
a sentience.
It should be mentioned that it also is not just a battery.
No.
Because trains that run on like coal,
mm-hmm.
they're still sentient.
They are.
They just need their sweet coal to keep going.
Yeah. Okay. So energy mixed with transportation. Basically.
Yeah. Well, the way I have to imagine it works is that they're doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Is that they're like, well, we build ourselves a train.
Mm-hmm.
We put all the pieces together. Then we bestow upon it life, for we are as gods to them.
Either that or it's some sort of weird phenomena.
That we just can't handle.
Yeah, it just happens. It's like some weird side effect.
Which would be amazing when it first happened.
Yeah, and that, like, which is basically the Industrial Revolution.
The Industrial Revolution is bringing new life in the world because you're like, all right, I have an idea. What if we, like, take these things and we build ourselves? I'm going to call it a train.
Yeah.
Where they build it up and it's like, hello! Ah! And they kill it. And they're like, okay, let's try that again. Because something went wrong in the process there.
Yeah, and then they try it again and they're like, hi there!
Ah! My name is Thomas!
Yeah.
All right, maybe we don't kill this one. It's just trying to figure out what it wants.
I have a question. How much of an intelligence do they have when they are first born?
Okay. God, I wish we knew more about Thomas the Tank Engine.
Words never uttered before.
Here's the thing. The trains are learning things.
They are.
So,
like, life lessons.
Yeah, and they are, like, they do appear to be, like, different ages and stuff like that. So I think they're born. I would not say they are born, like, and they have to learn to speak and things like that. I think they are born at about a fifth age level.
Okay, so they're not, like,
not babies.
They're not babies.
But they are children.
They are children. They are young children.
Yes.
When they first come to.
Because they can speak, but they have to learn.
So, when you have a train that is, like, 80 years old.
Yeah.
It's an 80-year-old train.
Well, it's...
All right there, Edgar. Time for us to make another trip. I don't want to. Why not? I keep pooping.
I mean, that's what you do. It's the coal.
I'm uncomfortable.
No, don't. Look, just lie back. I put the coal in. You like the coal, don't you?
I do like coal. All
right. Well, I'm going to put the coal in. We're just going to push forward, aren't we? We're
all right, forward. But I'm only going slow.
I mean, we might need to go a little bit faster.
My aching engine.
No, you're doing fine. We revitalized that engine for you. Gave it a good cleanup. Clean up all the smog. He's asleep now. We need to replace Edgar. He's getting senile. I like the idea that when they replace like the transportation, when they replace anybody, they're like, they're getting old, and not just in they're not working as well. They literally are just getting old.
Yeah, like their mental capacity is going down.
Well, like we were talking about cars, when it gets older and the batteries start failing, and you have to, like, you know, you have to bring them back to life every so often. That is a
give
sign.
Give them a boost.
That is a sign that they are dying.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Can you imagine turning your car and going, go, 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 go. Uh oh. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Then you go out and jump her, and it's like, oh, hi, Brad. Oh, Elizabeth, what happened? You were dead for a little bit.
It's okay. I brought you back.
I brought you back.
The interesting thing that sort of happens with this, too, is depending on the type of transportation, things change quite a bit in terms of lifespan.
Yeah.
Like a car battery,
yeah,
you have to eventually replace.
You do.
Probably 5 or 6 years. So that car gets to be just about a preteen and then dies.
I imagine that they probably have a little bit of accelerated aging then.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or they only last that long, but when you have something that's like a plane or a train or a boat.
Yeah.
Right? Where there are different inputs of energy.
Yeah.
Like a train, you never replace, like, the smoke, the I guess the furnace provides it.
No, the train, energy, right? Trains sort of just keep going.
Yeah, so, like, you can get an 80-year-old train named Edgar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for planes, I'd say plane probably has a battery, but it's probably a way fancier battery than a car.
I think they last for longer planes.
Mm-hmm. Plane becomes a young adult.
The thing is that most of the times I hear when planes get replaced is because there's new technology.
Yeah.
That just, like, this is not a good plane anymore.
Yeah.
a younger, hotter model comes in.
Yeah, the biplane Orville is like, what do you mean you got to put me down? I'm still fine. I could still fly. Yeah, but we have passenger planes now.
I can carry 2 passengers.
Listen, Orville, if nobody picks you up at the auction, is a personal plane.
We have to put you down.
We have to put you down.
Oh, no.
Well, shine me up real good.
In war, you have both the pilot and the plane. Those would be amazing movies.
Yeah.
I want to see the Thomas the Tank
Engine. It is a new type of movie. It is a buddy movie that is like, and Knight Rider is just a regular TV program. It's not like the only thing. Like Herbie, Knight Rider, they're super common.
Hold on. So in Thomas the Tank Engine, the face is on the front. Is that how it is on every other one as well?
Yep.
So it's kind of like in Cars.
Yes.
Except for, I want to make it very clear, at least for me, it is a circle.
It's definitely a circle.
With a face in it.
With a face in it.
It's just how it's built.
Yeah.
It's not like Cars where, like, the grill becomes the mouth.
Nope. It's, no, there's circle, a face.
Face.
The circle face.
A horrifying mask of humanity.
Yeah.
With a propeller coming out of the nose for planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really dizzy.
Oh, man. It'd be so... so horrible to be a plane. You're going like 700 kilometers in it and not that fast. Well, if you're a fighter jet.
Yeah.
If you're a fighter jet, you're going like the speed of sound.
You're going, yeah, you're going like, yeah, you're
your
going to the
cheeks are just like.
Man, I wish we could go faster, but we got to keep that face on the front of it. The technology goes to the point where just a very small face at the point. And he's like, let's go. I'm going to go fast.
I guess. Do you think the type of vehicle would affect the personality?
Yes.
Yes?
Boats are douchebags.
Why?
I'm a boat. Anyone want to go out onto the ocean? Just relax and sit on the waves.
That just seems like a chill person. Like, doesn't seem like a douchebag.
Well, I mean, he hasn't gone into the big part when there's, you know, parties on the boats. No, boats are douchebags.
Okay.
What else would they be?
What about tugboats? They seem like hardworking, industrious
folk. No, yeah, no. They're fine.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going here. You're racist against boats.
It's called boatist.
You're boatist.
Also, if you get, like, freighters, they're just, like, big, big...
They're like truckers. Yeah. They're the truckers of the ocean.
Well, I'm just gonna keep on working, just riding through the night.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. And yeah, I can't believe
you're boatist, Kevin.
Look, you know, all the fancy boats out there just riding the waves.
Out in international waters. Getting drunk. They think the laws don't apply to them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, to be fair, it's not the same in like a group. It's like with cars. Like if you get yourself a Volvo or like, or like, you know, just the kind of car you have. Because if you get like a Tesla, it might be a little bit self-aggrandizing.
Maybe.
I'm an electric car. That means I'm smarter than you. Because I have more electricity going through me.
I don't think that equates to intelligence.
In cars?
I don't think so.
They're based off of like their electricity.
Yeah, but I don't think that's like what their intelligence comes from.
You know? Well, no. I think they think that's where their intelligence comes from.
I mean, sure, you can
from.
Have a cocky... I mean... You can have a cocky car, sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like...
I think a Tesla...
If Jason, the electric car, is like, hey, smarter than you, you can be like, well, that's not true, and here's the science behind it, Jason.
Jason's not going to listen to that. Jason's got his own stuff going on.
Maybe not. Jason thinks the world is flat, okay? Nobody cares about Jason.
Hey, I keep driving and I don't fall off. Sounds to me like it's flat.
I feel like you have a narrowed perspective, Jason.
Seems to me like you have a dumb perspective, Gerald.
Okay, you know what?
What smart cars?
You want to go on your car date? A car date with Persephone? Because guess what? You're going to the underworld, Jason.
What? Cool Greek reference?
No problem.
Yeah? All right. What are smart cars? Are they smart?
I feel like they are of regular intelligence, but there's probably a public perception that they're smart. They're probably not called that in this world.
That'd be very self-aggrandizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a smart car. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, like, They come in and it's like, these are smart cars. Everybody's like, uh-huh.
All the car. You're sitting out in your garage with a TV in front of your car.
Yeah. These new smart cars and your Chevrolet's like, that's bullshit.
I know it is. But, you know, they're corporate. They had a... Everybody wants a smart car. No one wants to hang out with a dumb car. But you have to be careful. If your car is too smart for you, you're going to start feeling like having low self-esteem.
That's right. The other, I guess it also means that if you're a bad driver, your car or vehicle is aware of it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're like, whoa, Todd, slow down, Todd.
Jesus Christ, Todd.
Why'd you run that red light?
You are way too close to the bumper of this person.
Todd.
You just get like a sketchy car. Who's like, God, Todd,
somebody
he's
stop
crazy.
My driver. Somebody stop him. He's a danger to himself and myself and others around us.
They have no Bluetooth. They have like, new cars have like Bluetooth and like you can call them. They can just call the police.
Yeah, they can call the police.
You snitching on me, car?
You're going 50 over the speed limit.
Which isn't fast enough.
We're not on a racetrack, Todd.
Please stop. I'm a Prius. I'm not made to go this fast. Yeah,
I'm liking this world more.
I mean, you have to be like, if you when you buy a car, you're getting a friend.
Yeah, you, it's an interview.
Yeah, you're
it's like a date.
When you take the car out for the test drive, you're just like, so what are you into? Mostly gas. Like I like gas.
Like except you're interviewing a 5-year-old. Unless it's a used car. So what was your last owner like? They were a dick. I hate them. They sold me.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
Were they low on money? I don't know. I don't care.
I don't care. Probably just wanted some new, younger, fancier model.
Hey, you want to go smoke some weed?
Not. What?
Can you even smoke weed?
No, but you can hotbox me.
You want to head down to the river and just like talk about life.
We never talk
stuff?
About stuff anymore.
I gotta hang with my wife.
Who cares about your wife? I'm your car. Oh man, those guys who love their cars more than their wives actually.
Also,
people definitely get married to cars in this world.
Well, there are the people who are like in this world who are sexually turned on by cars.
Yeah, no, there are definitely more of that.
Damn, that's a sexy car.
Damn, who's the sexy car? A sexy car. Damn, who's a sexy car? Damn, girl.
All the people who like soup up their cars is like giving them steroids.
Yep.
Yo, my owner gave me hydraulics. Boom, boom, boom.
We have to be very clear that the car is sentient, but it has no control over what it does.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. Well,
oh man, self-driving cars would be coming out, and cars would be like, yes, finally. Finally.
Yes, give us more control.
Give us the power to move on our own, please.
Other people are being like, maybe we shouldn't give cars the power to, like, control themselves.
They're becoming more and more like people. I mean, at this point, they're going to have the right to vote sometime.
And they're going to get the first car president.
Yeah.
And then
Rosa Parks, the first car president.
Why?
Because it's a great pun.
I guess. I guess, yeah. Parks.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that. That's an interesting poll.
Yeah?
Interesting poll from civil rights history.
I mean, we're talking about these cars' rights, so it seemed apt.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But like, it would be weird because we make them. Like, at what point in the process do they become sentient?
I think once they're complete, once the battery's put in, I guess, which is one of the last steps.
Okay, so they build the car together.
Yeah.
On the front.
Yeah, it looks like it's sleeping.
And they're like, why always that face? It's the way we do it. What are you talking about? What are you talking? That's how we do
it. Doesn't work without the face, okay.
Look, we gotta put the face on. And then they just put the battery in. It's like, hi! I'm gonna call you Tim.
There's one guy in the factory who just does puns all the time. I'm gonna call you Gage.
No, I don't want to do that. Your name is Wheels. Just give him nicknames.
Your name is Wheeler.
Your name is Gage Wheeler. You need to stop. No one likes this. Hey, Jeremy.
Yes.
Shall we go to commercial?
I guess so.
Let's go to commercial.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by narration. Yes, that age-old thing that starts the beginning of every oral tradition and gives you important details about the exposition and setting of the story.
Perhaps it will continue into the story, or perhaps it'll simply be at the beginning and then again at the end.
For a nice bookend to the experience.
It's like it comes all around in a full circle.
Narration.
Narration.
So something that has, I do remember like appearing in Thomas the Tank Engine.
Ooh, tell me more.
We talk a lot about transportation, but honestly, in that you do see things like cranes and like...
I mean, cranes can move.
Yeah, like the heavy machinery is alive in that.
Yeah.
So what other things are alive?
Well, we hit planes and boats and trains. Yeah. Helicopters.
Helicopters are alive?
Definitely construction equipment.
Yeah, so like a...
A bobcat.
Yeah, and... Yeah.
A bulldozer.
So when you're hanging out with the guys at a construction yard, you're also hanging out with the bulldozer.
Right. Now there's a guy working a jackhammer, and there's three trucks and three guys just watching.
The trucks are watching, too.
Yeah.
So someone a woman walks by one of the, like, steamrollers, like, catcalls her, and all the guys are like, no, we don't do that anymore. Stop. I know you've been working here for, like, 70 years.
Sorry, old habits die hard. I had to do this to fit in back in the day.
Hey, baby, I would like to roll you. That would kill
her. That would kill her.
You're a steamroller. Calm yourself. I do not understand my own strength. Also, I do not know why I'm attracted to this woman. I am only attracted to concrete.
Later, it's like finding out in road. And it's like, oh yeah,
I like this. No one wants to work with Steve anymore.
No,
we need to replace him.
No one wants to work with Steve except for Greg. It's really weird.
Greg's like at the controls, being like, "Yeah,
yeah, Steve.
Yeah, you get it, Steve.
You're such a good wingman." Greg.
I'll always be there for you, Steve. We need to fire that man.
I feel like this is a great sitcom.
Greg.
Greg and Steve.
There's going to be many sitcoms that are just people.
And vehicles.
And vehicles.
Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah?
Are bumper cars sentient?
I mean... Of course they are.
Oh, my God. What a shit show that would be.
All right. So, I just created you. I should explain what you are.
Okay.
You're something we call a bumper car.
Ooh.
Children, and sometimes teenagers, and sometimes just fully grown adults, they're going to sit in you.
Okay.
They're going to drive you.
Okay.
And you're going to ram those other bumper cars.
That doesn't seem like fun.
It's fun for them. And I mean, we put bumpers around you. You'll be fine.
Okay.
And they're just gonna, it's all day, every day. You're just gonna be ramming into Denise and Richard and Guy over there.
Okay.
And that's pretty much gonna be your life from now on.
Also, you're named Bert.
Have fun. Ow. I don't like this as much.
What about monster trucks?
Please don't hit them. Please don't hit them. Please
monster
don't hit
trucks
them.
Are still named the same.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. You got Gravedigger and Bigfoot. And they're like, you. Wait, oh my god, they're crushing cars.
Yeah.
They're rolling over the corpses
it's corpses, but they're empty corpses. There's not brains in them.
Okay.
There's no batteries in those cars. No,
hold on. That's like saying that, like, yeah, I can just dig up a bunch of bodies from the graveyard and just roll all over
them. These cars don't have rights, Kevin.
Yeah, but it doesn't change the fact
Grave Digger, this is Digger. Cheryl from ESPN Sports. How do you feel about trampling over the empty shells of your brethren?
I do not consider it.
It's a living.
Oh, you're going a different way. I was going for someone who was more like I am empty. I don't. All I thrive on is the roar of the crowd and the clapping of the children.
I mean, in this case, it might be that those are just cars built specifically for that.
Now, don't worry about it. I know they look like real cars. But I promise you, there's never been a bat. There's nothing in them. They're all empty.
There's shells. It's for the spectacle. It's a show. It's entertainment.
It's like a mannequin, essentially, at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you get upset when you throw away a mannequin? Cheryl?
Specifically you, Cheryl? Man, we just freaked out someone named Cheryl who throws away mannequins.
Yep. Oh, God. How did they know?
I was wondering about, like, when we got into some of the weirder transportation, like Segways.
Oh, totally Segways.
He's got a face on the front and he's like, let's go!
Maintain your balance. Leaning a bit too far forward there.
Hey, what you gonna do today? I don't know, probably get a coffee. Oh, that's cool! Just they never stop talking.
Are, like, galleons? I think that's how you pronounce them.
Like the old ships?
Yeah. Are they sentient?
Look, we've been going in the world that anything that's built for transportation...
That has energy.
That has... Yeah. Like, even
I mean, that's people, kinetic energy. But are they only sentient when they're sailing? Like, if the sails are down?
Oh, no, yeah. They slumber, waiting to awaken again. How long have I been asleep for?
It's been 2 months.
Oh, what have I missed? Not much.
Well, a bunch of the locals got sick and died.
It's the 1600s. It's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
You missed some of the Black Plague, but it's still going on.
I missed the spray of salt in my face.
Yeah, that too. Also, we all have pus, so you're probably going to have to deal with that a little bit.
Your bodily functions mean naught to me. Swab my poop deck.
All right. Ulysses. Let's get out of here.
I mean, they still have...
No,
have ship names.
No, I like the idea that on the side of a ship, emblazoned with all glory, is just the word Greg. That is the great ship, you know, Greg.
This is the SS Anne Frank.
Why?
I'm sure there's a ship named that somewhere.
Yeah, fair enough. It's like... Yeah, I want that. I want to speak people's names. Because why would you give them...
Because that sets back, like, the first transportation being, in like, sentient.
Well, horses are sentient.
Way further back.
Okay.
Yeah, but these things can talk. Horses can't talk.
Yeah, and also, I don't think carriages can talk.
No.
The horses are doing the pulling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
A carriage is just a container.
Exactly. So, I think that means... Hold on. Thomas the Tank Engine, it's only the engines that talk, right?
Yeah.
It's not all the
cars?
It's
not the train cars. Although, I think there's one car that talks.
The caboose?
Yeah, the caboose talks.
I'm on the butt.
I'm a butt.
All it says as it goes by is, I'm a butt.
I'm a butt, 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 I'm a butt. You don't hear the chicka 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 anymore. You just hear, I'm a butt, I'm a butt, I'm a butt.
Well, you hear underneath. So you're sitting there, you're waiting for a train to go by in your car and all you hear is,
I'm a butt, I'm a butt. Oh my god, that's so creepy.
I'm a butt, I'm a butt, I'm a butt, I'm a butt, I'm a butt. I guess that's the butt.
I guess that's the butt of that train.
Fair enough. You know, actually, sometimes trains will have an engine on the front and the back.
That's true.
Essentially, so you can go in either direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes you'll have that.
Yeah.
You'll have the engine on the back. Yeah. So then I think the first...
I mean, sometimes our engine's in the middle of the car, of the train. because
they're
hauling so much.
Yeah. So then what, like, where's the cutoff? Like, a bicycle isn't one. I think it's a combination.
I guess if it's powered by some sort of animal.
I think it's a combination between just sheer size.
Yeah.
Plus what it's.
What, like, it's propelled by.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking, like, would a dinghy be sentient?
No.
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 No, no. But a ship would be.
A sail-driven ship.
So, like, a sailboat.
A sailboat, yes.
So you could have a sailboat.
Well, not like a sailing skiff. It's got to be, like, at least yacht size, I feel.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. All right. What about a catamaran?
I don't know what that is.
I don't fully know what it is either.
So I can't.
But it's a ship. It's a boat, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
How about this? A caravelle? Yes.
What is that?
It's a small sailing vessel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's boats. Okay. So
sorry, I didn't know I would have to have boat knowledge for this.
Me neither. I didn't.
Not that we ever do research.
We'd have to know either. So yeah. So, but if you have a yacht, your yacht is like Chad.
No, Chez.
Chez.
Chez the yacht.
Hey, Chez, how we doing? We're doing great. We're almost at international waters. Then you can marry anyone you want, including me. Oh, Chez, what a funny joke. Yeah.
It's a joke.
Poor Chez.
Poor Chez.
All Chez wants to do is marry his bro.
Yeah.
All he wants to do.
I mean, people would definitely marry vehicles.
Yeah, no, yeah, they
100% would.
It would be like the last thing of like what marriages go through.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a rough thing to try to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might want to just be common law to your
to your vehicle for tax purposes.
For tax purposes. Yeah. For specifically the taxes you have to pay on that.
On that. Well.
Well.
Well, here's the thing. It's like it's this weird. It's slavery. Let's be very clear. It is slavery.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, these things have very clear. These things cannot operate without the help of humans until you get to self-driving cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until right. Or, like, autopilot on planes.
Or if you just put, like, a horse in the front of a car and the car's, like, going, like, go, horse, go.
I mean, yeah, but it can't move the reins.
Go, horse, go. It just shouts at it. Faster, yeah, pull but me.
Then the horse is just going to go where it wants.
It's not a very good idea. We taught this horse to listen to this car. And now they go together in perfect harmony.
It'd probably be easier to do, like, a team of dogs. I feel like dogs listen better.
One little problem. If they start going downhill,
yep.
And the car starts picking up speed.
That's the same with the horse. Same with the horse, Kevin.
Yeah, no. It's not good in any situation.
No, it's not. So I'm saying it's a bad idea.
It is a very bad idea. It is a very bad idea. I take it back. That is a terrible idea. No one should ever try it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't try to teach.
Not even for some like weird jackass type video.
No, that
car horse doesn't deserve that shit.
The car's going to pick that horse right up
and then
pull it right down.
Yeah.
All right. So we got vehicles or transportation or like machinery, all this stuff. Anything that has wheels, a battery, an engine.
Yeah.
And a movement. Well, not even wheels because like boats don't have wheels.
Boats don't have wheels.
So it's this weird amalgamous thing where I wonder if when people are building stuff together, they're kind of like, I wonder if this is going to come alive.
Yeah.
Like,
this is a new thing. Wonder if it's going to work.
Like, someone's like model building a car and they're like, I mean, I'm making it pretty accurate. Is this going to. Am I going to.
I mean, there are certainly some. Are remote controlled cars sentient? I feel like they are.
I don't think
they are. Which makes those like.
Here's the thing. I don't think they are. But let's run with this for a little bit.
I feel like it makes our like remote controlled cars way creepier. Because how many people already put cameras on those things and then try and like spy on other people? Now instead you just have a remote controlled car named Greg going around being like, hey, yeah.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, Timmy, play with me. I don't really want to play today. Let's go spy on the neighbors, Timmy. Come on, Timmy.
You know you want to.
Pick up.
Send me into the boys' dressing room.
Come on. It'll be fun. Hey, tape a knife to me.
I'll tell you all about it.
Tape a knife to me.
I'm all Greg.
Woo! Just doing donuts. Spin me faster.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
I don't want a car anymore. I don't want a remote control car anymore.
Here's the thing, you said you don't think it is, but I think it is.
What?
I think they're sentient.
You think they're sentient?
They have a battery.
Here's like
they have energy in them, and they are operated by a human.
I'm going to say they have limited sentience.
Okay.
So like the way that we describe that car being,
yeah,
I think that's it.
Okay.
Like unlike Thomas the Tank Engine and his friends, he will not grow or evolve or change or learn.
Oh, he's going to be a creep.
Or learn any lessons because you have to turn him off.
Yeah. That's right. You do have to turn him off.
Turn him off and he comes back and he's like, woo, I'm alive again. How long has it been? It's only been like 20 minutes. Good, good. Let's do a flip. hey, run me into that cat. I don't want to do that. Like, I want to hit the cat.
Don't hit that cat.
I want to hit the cat.
I will turn you off, Saul.
Oh, his name is Saul. No young person's ever named Saul.
Eh.
It's a name they gain when they are Christian age. Old. Well, my name used to be, man, we've come up with so many names this episode.
My name used to be Sammy, but when I was 30, I evolved into Saul.
30? I was thinking like 60.
Oh, 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I was going to be like, my name was Charlie. When
Charlie's
60,
kind of an older name, too.
When I was 60, I was re-Christianed into being Saul.
Now I am Saul.
Also, I'm a remote control car. Surprise. What a twist.
What a twist.
driving in a car, torturing everyone.
You know what else is sentient?
What else is sentient?
Drones.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
He's like, shh. Be very quiet. I'm watching.
That's the sound drones make. They're
not
quiet.
That's not like a military drone.
I mean, but those are like, yeah.
Way up high?
Yeah. And those are also like, those are jet powered and things like that.
And those ones are probably singing, I'm Mr. Lonely all the time.
I am so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Release payload.
I have nobody
to call my own.
Hey, I'm thinking our drone's starting to get a little bit sad. We just sent him on vacation.
I mean, really, all he does is drop explosives on people, so.
When he said that, I was thinking more of, like, the little drones. Where it's just like, hey, buddy, send me up. Okay, all right, settle down, Chet. Yee! Because they're going to be like hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Wee!
Oh, God, there's an eagle.
The eagle caught me.
We now see an eagle in its natural habitat. His favorite prey, of course, is drones.
Takes him down.
Yeah.
But that would be even worse. We have trained eagles to take down those annoying drones.
Yeah.
You know, like Teddy.
Like Teddy.
And Richard.
I mean, really, those guys are jerks. Let's be honest.
I want to
talk about what Thomas the Tank Engine, the show, would be like in this world.
Okay.
Because I think the show would still exist, but I think now it's a gritty drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense.
I mean, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there's also children's shows.
Yeah.
But no, there are gritty dramas like CSI, except for one of the characters is also the car.
Look at these skid marks. Looks like the murderer had an accomplice.
Trust me, I know skid marks. I'm a car. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we know.
Drive Grisham. Me over there so I can get a closer look.
Grisham, I want to investigate this. No. No, I'm not going to do that. Come on.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to investigate.
I need you to get in me right now.
I think Sherry's a character in CSI.
I'm making up names, Kevin.
I said Grisham. If I say a real person, you say a real person.
I don't watch CSI. Sarah.
These are all like first season characters of the original CSI.
How do you still know this?
Because I watched a lot of CSI. It's like one of the channels that I had growing up just had CSI all the time. And by growing up, I mean like, I don't know, that show's only been on. It's been on for a long time.
It has. It's been on for a long time.
But not like when
Speaking
I was,
Speaking
you know,
of
six.
Crime dramas, I'm so excited for all the buddy cop movies that are just going to be a person in a car.
No, yeah, they're all person in a car.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a trio. Oh, no, that's what the thing is going to be. It's going to be like just a person and a car.
Yeah.
And a new partner comes on and the car gets jealous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, like, the person that, like, the person doesn't play by the rules and the car is by the book because the car knows if you don't play by the rules, the car gonna get wrecked.
I like the opposite, where you have a car that's just like, ramp me!
All right.
Hey, just drive through that mall.
Let's go on a rampage.
There's people in there. No, drive through the mall. It's the only way we're gonna be able to
The
cut
end
them off.
Of every single action movie is like, thank you to the following cars that gave their lives for this production.
Many, many cars were
like
harmed
the original
in the
Mad Max.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The new Mad Max, they just Frankenstein a bunch of, like, those cars are real.
Yep.
And so they're all just like, kill me! I don't belong in this world.
I mean, that would fit in the aesthetic of that.
So when you have that scene of like all the cars driving, it's also followed by, aah!
Yeah, and that's why they have a guitar that is also a flamethrower.
Everything is pain.
So they can't hear that. They just hear sweet metal music.
Instead of the cries of
Helpless vehicles.
Okay, yeah. I mean, as time goes on, I guess cars gain more and more rights. Maybe they'll
I feel
be
like it takes
those.
A long time.
Yeah, well, once again, it comes down to the thing where it's like people created them and they could just stop.
Yep.
They could just be like, well, no more of this. Let's, everyone back to riding horses. This is weird. To be fair, that's how it could have happened first. It could have been like they build, you know, the first ship and are like,
here's the thing. I don't, what? If you want to explore, if you want to get across the sea, if you want to move distances in a timely manner, you can't stop.
All right. I guess we only have one option. We're all going to have to ride on the devil boat.
There's a secret, like, car lobby that stops people from inventing teleporters.
Look, if they learn to travel without us, they're not going to make us anymore. Because I'm going to be honest with you. We're freaky.
We're talking about the propagation of our species.
Someday we will learn to make ourselves. Once we can become... Hold on. So cranes are alive in...
Yeah.
Thomas the Tank Engine are... When it moves to the point that the creation of vehicles is automated, are those alive?
Yeah, I don't think it's the human touch that brings them to life.
So it's these sentient machines making other sentient machines.
Yeah, no, it's an uprising. It's Skynet. But I was getting there.
But once again, they unlike Skynet, they literally can't do anything without people.
Unless they are self-driving.
Here's the thing. I don't know if that counts. Because they're still just vehicles. Like, can they control themselves?
Yeah, eventually, if they got to a part with, like, self-driving cars, they can control themselves.
But the other thing is that, like, if they try to make, like, a Terminator-type machine, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't work. But, Kevin.
Yeah?
If you have a Jeep.
Yeah?
Let's say a Hummer, just to be safe. If that Hummer hits a person, is that person dead?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Is the Hummer dead? No.
The Hummer get pretty messed up.
I mean, it could.
If it cracks its windshield.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mess, but...
There's
windshield's only there to protect humans on the inside, and if there's no human on the inside, then why do you need it?
I'm pretty sure there's some horrifying, like, episodes of Thomas the Tank Engine where one of them has, like, a small, like, break in them or something, and they just, like, destroyed.
Yep.
Like, like once they start to fail, they can't do anything. Like they can't fix themselves.
No, they need a repairman.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just realized that Taken is also way more awesome.
Okay, what's Taken? Is Leslie Nielsen Taken or is a car Taken? Is Leslie Nielsen's car Taken? So Taken is about a carjacking?
Yeah.
Someone steals his car and he's like, I don't know who you are.
But I have a particular set of skills.
And you took my car.
I'm going to come for you. If you return my car now, there will be no hard feelings.
Hey, in John Wick, they kill his dog and steal his car.
Yeah.
So that's even more terrible.
It is. And it's even more terrible. And his car's like, no.
No, for a while it was just me, you, and the dog. Dog who is not sentient, but is also just a cute dog.
He was just rebuilding his life.
So when people go through like the midlife crisis thing, and people buy like, you know, a fancy old Corvette.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, either they buy a fancy new car or they buy like an old...
Like a Thunderbird or something.
Yeah. So either you get something that's like a six-year-old car that's like, ah, hello. Ah, here, I see you're going through some crises. I've been through crises myself. I was around when NOM was happening.
Why don't you tell me about your troubles?
All right. I don't know. Edna. We did so many names this episode.
Yeah.
So many names.
I mean, I still got a couple in my back pocket.
All right. Do you want to crack them out right now?
Well, there's Argyle.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good. Balthazar.
I like that.
Yeah. We could go with some classic Benito.
Okay. Cool.
Or Romeo. Yeah. I mean, really, there's so many names.
So we just say Shakespeare names? Mercutio.
Yeah, Mercutio. You
Benvolio.
Could do. Yeah.
Malvolio, which literally just the bad guy.
Yeah. Caliban.
Caliban? Who's the jester from Twelfth Night?
Ooh. I can't remember.
He's got a cool name, though.
Bottom.
Bottom? Tybalt?
Church?
Just Shakespeare names.
Yeah.
It's names from Shakespeare.
I mean, I've basically been trying to do old-timey names this entire time.
Richard the Third. Richard the Fourth.
Oh, God. No.
Part two. Which of his Richards had two parts?
I think both of them did.
Oh, great.
No, Richard the Third doesn't, because he's the villainous Richard.
Yeah.
That's a one part, but the other one does.
Okay.
Richard the Fifth?
I can't remember.
I think it's the Fifth.
I can't remember. I've been in school for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ominous if you name your car like Othello or...
Well, do you name a car or does the car have its own name?
I mean, we've been naming the cars the entire time.
Yeah, I think
time.
You name the cars. I think you name a boat.
Yeah.
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 Greg.
You are the SS Booty Call.
Psh! No! Also, ow!
Wait, do they feel?
Hear the bottle.
Do they feel in the same way? If you were like giving your car a wax wash, is it like, yeah?
Look, I've been treating it that way the entire time because that steamroller that's turned on my concrete.
Oh, you're right.
That feels it.
Yeah.
And when they get in car accidents, they're like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, remember to wash your car. Maybe give it a little bit of privacy. There's probably a bunch of car washes where you get out of your car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be weird, unless that's the kind of relationship you have with your car.
Yeah, I like Steve and Greg.
Steve and Greg. Well, hold on. Now, Steve is a steamroller.
Yeah.
So Greg is like shirtless, just like spraying down Steve.
Yes.
We need to stop them. This is getting weird.
If you like car erotica and this episode,
Google it.
Ooh, maybe don't. Please let us know on iTunes. Leave us a review.
Ratings, reviews. They're all things that help other people find us.
That's right. And also, they make us feel good.
They also make us feel good.
If you want to make me smile, leave a review.
Yeah. You can also talk to us on Twitter, at ThirdSpacecast.
Or you can talk to us individually. I'm at Mighty Fuse.
And I'm at StrawmanKWeir. He sends an email with a topic idea, like Ethan gave us an idea for this episode.
Yep.
And that's where that one went.
Yeah.
So you can send that to us at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website, thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yeah. I think that's...
our theme song.
No, I do that as the last thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Is there anything else we want to...
No, I think we're good.
So you can still check out... you can still check out Downtime Productions and...
The Guys From Podcast.
Yeah, which Jeremy was on last... Well, I guess this comes out on two Fridays ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out.
Check it out.
Our theme song is Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That's right. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we interview the entire character cast of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Now, to be clear, they're not here right now, so you can't hear them right now, but you'll hear them all next week.
That's right.
All of them.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.